for the minutes, and what we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. Then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you about your property. Then they'll recess and go into deliberative session, discuss the property, come up with what they feel the value should be, whether it goes up, stays the same, or goes down. Once that gets done, we will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail.
Okay.
And we'll get to you in about 2 weeks, but by statute, it's 2 weeks after the close of the hearings. So if we're going to close the hearings, say, the 13th, it's by statute, we have to have it to you by 14 days of that. But we want to get that turnaround a lot quicker. So
Okay. We're
looking like 1 week to get those notices out. Okay?
Yep.
All right, so let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Yes.
Nice. Robert Vickery.
Jerry Burrows.
Hey. Nice to meet you. I'm Pierre Zhang.
All right.
You have the floor.
Okay. Well, looking at the appraisal, what I have to say is during the height of COVID, I tried to sell the property. I put it on the market for $625, which is right around what. And I was using Nancy Jenkins, Brian Jackson, and Brian was saying he was couldn't understand the market at that time. No realtor really could understand. Interest rates were low, everything. So we shot for the moon and said, well. And I was lucky on, I had some property in Burlington, and I sold those. And this one, I had two offers, one verbal and one real offer on paper, and that was after 180 days on the market. And the verbal offer was 450. The other offer here was a three-tiered setup. One was 417 if I held 95% financing. The other one was 525 if I held 25%. And of course, I didn't want to hold anything. I didn't want anything. So, but the comment Brian made is the property is not conventional. What do you say? Conventional obsolescent. He said it was two of the units. One has three bedrooms, and the family room is below grade. The other one has two small bedrooms, a small kitchen, and a family room below grade. And then the third unit used to be a recording studio. It has a platform, and they converted the platform where they used to have the bands in it to a kitchen, bathroom, dining, raised area. And then you got the living room, which is below it. And it's someday, if I keep it, I'm just going to have to renovate the whole thing. You walk into the door, you got one bedroom, which has, it's an odd bedroom. It has slats on the walls and on the ceiling for noise stuff. And you walk down a long hallway into what was the equipment room, which is an 8x8 small room. And then you go from that into your living area. It works, but it's odd. And that whole thing, I mean, every time it was shown, everybody was making the same comment, like, we're going to have to spend money on making this more conventional for rental. So that is kind of my thing, is looking at what I was getting for offers and the comments and what I know about the building.
What year was that?
Pardon?
What year was that? You said during COVID. What year was that?
It was 2024. When was this? February 1st, 24 is when I got this offer.
Okay, looks like you started in October of 23. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Are your rents still around just under $5,000 for the 3 years?
And I'm maxing the rents because of, you know, just. Everybody tries to max around, but for what I've got there, You know, I'd have to actually get a loan and go in there and kind of gut it and redo it. The other thing that's tough about the property is it's on a private road. There's several people on there in between all of them. My portion is $2,000 a year to maintain the roads. So that hurts income and all that kind of stuff on that property. So when you go to market it, they're looking at that also. With this paperwork and then conversations with Brian and Nancy is where I kind of came up with, you know, I could have gone real low and said, well, 450, 417, and kind of gone in the middle there. But I didn't think that was really fair. I think the market could bring, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. You never know till you get an offer and accept an offer. And I was just surprised. The Burlington ones I had luck with, they went good. They went above asking. This one here, everything about the property just brought it down.
Do you know what your net income is after all your, do you pay utilities and all the rest?
Well, utilities, I have my own water and sewer on property.
You have a well?
Yeah. I had to drill a new well. I've got two wells on that property. Because the first one wasn't good. And then I have a couple of buildings around me that aren't very appealing, which doesn't help value.
Do you pay their heat?
No, they pay their own heat.
And their electricity?
No,
are they
separated? They're gas.
I'm sorry?
It's gas heat. And
it's gas. Yeah, and how about electricity?
They pay their own.
Okay.
Your note here says that you're assuming the fair market value is 525.
Yeah, that's kind of what, by conversation with Brian and Nancy and that whole thing, it's kind of where we came up with value. The other way would be to do an appraisal, but then on top of that cost and how far out would appraisal be after I got the notice here, I wouldn't have time to do that.
Okay. Anybody have any more questions?
No.
Do you have anything else to add?
I do not. I wish I did, but.
Information.
Good. All right. Well, then what the board will do is they'll deliberate. Go into recess this session here, and then they'll deliberate, and we'll send you a notice, a result of grievance notice. The next couple of weeks by certified mail.
And you do have the correct address. I think I've got it changed in everywhere, but it always doesn't seem to change sometimes in every book.
We have P.O. Box 734.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm glad I checked.
In California?
I used to be in California.
Not anymore. What's your mailing address?
Mailing address is 92 Sugar Ridge Road, two words. Mm-hmm. And that's in Danville.
Aha. Uh-huh. You came over from Danville this morning?
I did.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah.
What's your zip?
05828.
Good.
And I'm glad to be out of California. And
if you could just let the clerks know about the address change so we can get that changed on your tax bill.
Yeah. I know I called when I got here to make sure I got the tax bill, but... Like I said, all the systems don't always get changed.
We have a system here, but we want documentation from the owner before we change an address. Because people will call and be like, I want to change my address. And then if you change it, then so we want to make sure we get documentation from the owner of the address change. And we actually have a whole system to document it and... but if you just let Chrissy know, and
sure,
she'll probably ask you to write a note, and then she'll change
it.
Okay.
All right.
She's usually right here at this first desk. Oh. And she's